Today, President Trump said he will strongly consider testifying in writing in the impeachment inquiry, something Nancy Pelosi invited him to do yesterday. The House Intelligence Committee is gearing up for the second week of public hearings featuring current and former Trump administration officials. Trump attacked Democrats over the weekend, saying the inquiry had been rigged by House Speaker Pelosi. And Republicans flocked to the Sunday shows to make the case that while witnesses say a request for political investigations in exchange for aid or White House meeting did happen, the aid ultimately went through, so end of story. Tolu Olorunipa is White House reporter for the Washington Post. Hi, Tolu.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And to the president's tweet today saying he may testify in writing, adding, even though I did nothing wrong and don't like giving credibility to this no due process hoax. Your thoughts?
We have heard the president float things in the past and then back down or just sort of throw them out there to get the media interested and to get headlines and then not follow through. So I would be surprised if the president does actually sit for testimony or even provide written answers, in part because his White House has been so antagonistic to this entire process, holding back key witnesses from testifying under oath. And the White House has not been able to provide a lot of answers to the Democrats that are trying to figure out what happened with Ukraine. But I think this latest float by the president shows that there is some concern within the White House that maybe they have not done enough to put out their own messaging to counter some of these officials who have come out and provided some damaging testimony about what the president was doing. There is not very much of a counter narrative. So maybe this is the president trying to put that out there, that he would be willing to answer questions and show that in his mind he did nothing wrong.
Well, we'll get to one of the, you know, the latest counter narrative. But first, you know, what to expect this week. Eight witnesses scheduled to testify, including Ambassador Gordon Sondland, ambassador to the EU. He had many conversations with President Trump about Ukraine. Some were overheard. The Wall Street Journal is reporting today that emails show that he kept presidential aide Mick Mulvaney and Rick Perry abreast of his talks with Ukraine about trading aid for investigations. He notably changed his closed-door testimony to include more information about what he knew about that exchange or deal. What are Democrats hoping to hear from him?
Well, he is their key witness at this point, who could link all of this bad behavior that they have laid out to the president directly, because he had spoken several times with the president. He was carrying out Ukraine policy on behalf of the president, even though he was the ambassador to the European Union, which is not usually a position that would be in charge of Ukraine policy. So this irregular foreign policy making channel was led in part by Gordon Sondland, and he was, in his mind, doing it at the behest of President Trump. So if Democrats can make the connection between President Trump and all of this bad behavior, this quid pro quo between the Ukraine's government decision to hold investigations because President Trump wanted the Bidens to be investigated in exchange for taxpayer-funded military assistance, Gordon Sondland is the person who could provide that link.
Well, over the weekend, President Trump also renewed his calls to out what he called the fake whistleblower. He attacked Jennifer Williams, who he called an aide to Vice President Mike Pence. She's not. She's assigned to his office from the State Department. She described Trump's July 25th call with the Ukrainian president as inappropriate in closed-door hearings. Look, we also had the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine on Friday, while she was testifying, be attacked by the president in a tweet. She said in the middle of the hearing she felt intimidated. How is this playing out, the president attacking people who are testifying? Isn't that witness intimidation?
Well, it's definitely making it harder for Republicans to defend the underlying behavior of the president. They're having to shift their arguments to defending the live attacks by the president against witnesses. Now, Ambassador Yovanovitch, who was recalled from Ukraine by the president, did say that she felt intimidated by the president's tweets against her. And the president has shown no sign of slowing down. He's attacked other members of his own administration, calling them never Trumpers and saying that they are wrong to be testifying and participating in this process. So it does seem that the president will continue this this tactic of intimidating people who are going against him.
Well, briefly, we want to hear what the Republican lawmakers are saying. Here's Jim Jordan of Ohio on Face the Nation. He was asked about Trump's goal of having Ukraine investigate Biden's, what Democrats are calling bribery. Let's listen.
There was never an investigation undertaken. There was never an announcement from
the
President
Zelensky. But the request for one that was overheard and testified to.
But it didn't happen. Like, there's all kinds of talk about things, but it didn't happen.
So, Tolu, quickly, that defense, I mean, people are saying a burglar trying to break into a house is still a burglar.
Yeah, it's a hard defense to put forward by Republicans, in part because they're saying that what the president was requesting was wrong, just saying that he was not able to accomplish it. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of a halfway defense, and the president has requested people to defend him fully, to say his call was perfect.
Right.
And right now we're not hearing that from Republicans.
No. Tolu Olorunipa, White House reporter for The Washington Post. Thank you.
Thank you.